Hi, I'm Amy Sandler, host of the Radical Candor podcast. We're thrilled to introduce you to our new Radically Candid mini episodes. These bite-sized shows feature Kim giving radical candor tips. They're between 5 to 10 minutes long and will be released in between regular episodes. Enjoy it with a snack.
If you can save 5 minutes at the end of your one-on-one, mostly your one-on-ones should be about your employees talking to you about the things that are on their mind. So your employees should set the agenda. Your direct reports should set the agenda. But if you can save 5 minutes at the end to ask your employees for feedback on you, that is sort of your best natural moment to solicit feedback. There's another time that is really helpful for soliciting feedback, and that is when people are furious with you. If somebody's really mad at you, as long as you yourself are not too angry, they're more apt to be honest with you at that moment than at any other moment. So one of the things about radical candor is that it feels so unnatural. It's normal, if someone's mad at me, for me to try to avoid them. But if I can learn how to step into the anger, I'm going to learn something in that moment. Okay, so how do you approach these conversations where you're soliciting feedback? 4 things I want you to think about. The first one is coming up with a go-to question. How are you going to ask? Because if all you say is, "Do you have any feedback for me?" you are wasting your breath. I can already tell you what the answer is. Oh no, everything's fine. Nobody wants to give their boss criticism. Nobody wants to give anybody criticism except potentially the younger generation to the older generation. And the older generation should accept it, solicit the feedback. But anyway, what you want to do is you want to think about how you're going to ask for feedback and come up with a question that you can imagine actually shows people that you really do want to know what they truly think. So one of the questions that I like to ask is, what could I do or stop doing that would make it easier to work with me? I borrowed this from Fred Kaufman, my coach, when I was at Google. What could I do or stop doing that would make it easier to work with me? What you want to think about here with your go-to question is, what's the question that will seem natural coming out of your mouth? Also, what's a question that can't be answered with a yes or a no? And you also want to think about the person you're asking the question of. So Jason Rosoff, who I started Radical Candor with, told me that he hated my go-to question because it was so open-ended. So I had to adjust it for him. So you first of all need to adjust it for yourself. Second of all, for the person you're asking the question of. Okay, so now you've asked, you've come up with a great question, given it a lot of thought, you've practiced it a few times, now you've asked it. The second thing you must do is embrace the discomfort, because you put someone in a very awkward situation when you ask them to give you feedback. They do not want to give you feedback. And so you need to, again, overcome that social awkwardness and just pause. Simplest technique I know of, close your mouth. Count to 6. 6 seconds is an eternity. And I'm not saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 1, 1,000, 2, 1,000. So count to 6 and let the other person say something. In fact, in some cultures, you might need to go to even more extreme measures. In Japan, which is a culture that is very respectful of authority, Toyota decided when they wanted to get criticism from employees to paint a big red box at the end of the assembly line. And after you had worked at Toyota, after your first week on the job, you had to go stand in the box, and you were not allowed out of the box until you criticized 3 things you had seen on the assembly line that week. So sometimes you may have to go to extreme measures to get feedback out of people, but usually counting to 6 will get them to say something. Okay, so you've counted to 6. You've dragged this poor soul out on a conversational limb they never wanted to go on. Now you got to make sure that you're listening with the intent to understand, not to reply. It's normal. You're probably going to, even though you just asked for this feedback, once you get some criticism, it's normal that you'll feel defensive. And that's okay. But you want to make sure that you take some time to try to understand what the person really meant. Get curious, not furious. Just to make sure I understand what you said to me, I'm going to try stating it back. or you can ask a follow-on question. The other day, my daughter offered me some feedback. She said at breakfast, "Mom, I wish you weren't the radical candor lady." And I thought, oh gosh, this sort of wave of parental guilt washed over me. I thought, I'm traveling too much. I'm spending too much time working. And I thought I knew exactly what she meant. But I thought I should make sure I understand where she's coming from. So I said, well, who do you wish I were? And she said, I wish you were the lady who minded her own business. So it was totally different feedback than I thought. So make sure you really understand what the person is trying to say to you. So listen with the intent to understand. Now, it's not enough simply not to get defensive. I mean, it's a good job if you don't throw the chair at somebody who gives you feedback that you don't like hearing. But that's not enough. You've got to reward the candor. That's step number four. Reward the candor. And this can't look like, oh, thank you for the candor, because if that's what you say, what the other person will hear is F you. That's what they'll hear. So you've got to make sure that you're taking the time to really understand what they said to you and then to reward it. Now, if you agree with the feedback, rewarding it is pretty easy. You fix the problem that they brought to your attention, and you can be sort of theatrical about fixing the problem and asking whether you went far enough or maybe you went too far when you fixed the problem. So if somebody tells you they hate the tea in the break room, go get a different kind of tea and then tell everybody. So-and-so told me they hated the tea, so I bought this new tea. Let me know what you think of the tea. We're going to keep buying tea until everybody's happy. There are other times, however, when the solution is not as simple as going out and buying new kinds of tea, where it's going to take some time to address the problem. So, for example, I worked with a guy named Russ Laraway, and he told me that I interrupted him in meetings. And I knew this was true. It's a lifelong bad habit. And I also knew that I couldn't change the habit just because he simply gave me the feedback. It was going to take some effort. So what I did was I got a blue rubber band, one of those things, and I put it around my wrist. It was like one of those rubber bands that comes around a big stalk of broccoli, the radical bander. And I said to the team, I said, you know, Russ said that I interrupt him, and I'm sure I interrupt all of you, and I want to apologize. It's a bad habit. But I want you to snap this rubber band if you're sitting next to me and you hear me interrupting others. And we had the kind of ethos on the team where people snapped that rubber band with abandon. And it was sort of helpful. It was great Pavlovian training. It hurt, so it made me reluctant to interrupt people. So it worked from that point of view. But even more importantly, what it did was it showed people the steps I was taking to solve the problem. It made the listening tangible. So you want to do that for feedback you get about problems that are going to take a long time or going to be kind of hard to solve. Now, there's a third response you might have to some of this feedback you're soliciting. You might disagree with it, and that is okay. It's okay. You don't have to just agree with everything. So what do you do in those cases when you disagree with the feedback? The first thing to do is look for that 5 or 10% of what was said that you can agree with, just to demonstrate that you're not defensive, that you're not shut down to feedback. And then say, for the rest of it, I'd like to talk to you about it. And maybe you want to say, I want to get back to you. Maybe you want to think about it just to make sure you're not defensive. Maybe you can find 20% you agree with. But anyway, then do go and get back with the person. Talk to the person about why you disagree. This can be awkward. Disagreements can be hard on a relationship, but disagreements can actually strengthen a relationship. However, ignoring what someone told you never strengthens a relationship. So make sure that you reward the candor.
Thanks for joining us. Our podcast features Radical Candor co-founders Kim Scott and Jason Rozoff, is produced by our director of content, Brandy Neal, and hosted by me, Amy Sandler. Music is by Cliff Goldmacher. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter @Candor and find us online at radicalcandor.com.